Welcome back to the Grillin' Guys Show. This is Barbecue Bob. Jop is away, and we are having fun in the studio right now with Major Prince from Prince Arming and Colonel Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom. So, welcome back to the show, gentlemen.
Always a pleasure.
I have another good friend who is pretty pro-military, and his name is David Webb. He is a host of the David Webb Show on Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. You see him on Fox News all the time. He's hit the big time, and he actually took time to join us on the grilling line today. So thanks for coming on, David.
Hey, anytime, Bob. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. I know you're busy because I see you on TV almost every day now. So I really appreciate you taking some time out for us. But this Operation GI Barbecue has kind of hit its quota. We're at the point we need to be at financially. We're doing one last little fundraiser. And we actually have busted through on the military lines and gotten locations in the U.S. that we can bring this product. And one of them is Fort Bragg. And the people at Fort Bragg are very excited to get their smokers. I was wondering, have you ever been to Fort Bragg?
I have many years ago. So my memory's faded on that. But I have quite a few friends who have gone through there, including my best friend from college. So Fort Bragg is well known in some of the family and friends circles.
That's right. Now, from your perspective, you meet and work with military people all the time. I guess I just wanted to get your perspective on the kind of condition these guys are coming back in.
Well, I mean, it's a variety. Oftentimes, the first thing people hear is the bad news, you know, PTSD, the wounds, the physical wounds. And, of course, there's rebuilding the family after being separated for so long, multiple deployments, because it doesn't take away what has to go on the home front, and that fits into the area of respite care. But the majority of our soldiers come back, for lack of a better term, as they left. They see things, they adjust, they deal with them. But just being a soldier and being in that environment is itself challenging because you're moving every couple of years. You're always training for something. It's not as if the world is all bad, but you're training to deal with the worst that could possibly happen. And that takes a special kind of person who raises their right hand and goes through the military.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that. I got to tell you, I just really wanted to publicly acknowledge you and your show and thank you for the help you've given in us getting the word out. You've had me on a couple times. You've given me a lot of support, and just really appreciate having somebody like you in my corner.
Well, look, that's the least I could do, because look at what you've done. You took an idea. You said, let's make it happen. I know you struggled. You did everything you could. You spent a lot of time on the phone. You spent a lot of time getting through the rank and file issues. And the people that supported you, you know, should be proud because you stepped up and you're bringing something to our men and women who, you know, frankly, could use a little bit of good news and a little good time. And nothing wrong with a couple of good steaks or burgers or dogs or whatever on the grill. But it's more than that. It's time to kind of, you know, bring camaraderie together. It's time to relax from the stresses of everyday life. What that means to these men and women, as you know, Bob, I mean, it's just incredible what you've done.
Well, thank you. That's very kind of you. David, you're a good man, and I'm happy to call you friend.
Well, absolutely. And next time you're in town, you come into my studio again, and we'll put you to work.
That sounds good. I appreciate it. Always great to hang out with you. Thanks, David.
Anytime.
All right. David Webb, again, Sirius XM Patriot Channel 125. Coming up next, we're going to talk to a fellow out in Idaho, and his name is Fat Daddy. So on the grilling line right now is CEO of Fat Daddy's, Nick Simeone. How are you, Nick?
Good, Bob. Thanks for having me on.
Did I say that name right? I know how touchy you paisanos are.
Yeah, I gloss right over it, Bob. You're cool. You know, there's seven different ways to pronounce my last name, and you got one of them.
Okay. Tell us your story, Nick. You actually sent an email, and just tell the audience how that took place.
Yeah, great. Well, you know, I was working in the warehouse, you know, doing my rub stuff and filling bottles. And I, in the afternoon, I listened to Sean Hannity on the radio. And while I was listening, not intently, but while I was busy, I heard Sean Hannity and I heard barbecue. And I heard that going back and forth three or four times. And finally, that's when I stopped and turned the volume up. And I heard you, Bob, I think, explaining your plan to help veterans by bringing the taste home to them in some form of really good barbecue, and I was hooked. And after that, I thought I knew a thing or two about barbecue, so I sent you an email asking how we could help, and here we are.
Yeah, and that was the cool part. I didn't know you from Adam. I think I had run across the name of your products a time or two, but knew nothing about them since you and I began talking. That was probably 4 or 5 months ago. I've studied your website quite thoroughly, and I just think Fat Daddy's is a cool name. And tell us about your products and what you're going to be sending the troops.
Well, we're a young company, but we've got 7 barbecue rubs in our line, and I picked out 2 special ones. Actually, they're my best sellers. Our number one original is the first one that I started working on about, back in 2013, or 2011, actually. And it's our best seller. It's a combination of Southwestern-style blends. And it's pretty much all-purpose. And then the second rub is our Santa Maria rub. I used to live in Santa Maria for a few years, and I know a thing or two about tri-tip and how to season them. And this is another really good one, I think, that you can use on just about anything. So that's what we're sending.
That's cool. So your website is what?
It's fatdaddiesbarbecuesauce.com, all spelled out.
Okay. Fat Daddy says barbecue sauce. You have caramelized onions. That sounds so cool.
Yeah, we do. We use Idaho and Oregon onions, so it's a local product. And we cook the onions in copper kettles in a commercial kitchen and add all kinds of good stuff, including brown sugar and molasses. And it's barbecue. It goes really well.
That's really cool. Very cool. We're going to be seeing some of your products in Michigan in the near future. So I just wanted to give you a little credit and get people to know the name Fat Daddy's, because we're going to be using you on some of our events, and just looking forward to checking out your products more thoroughly. But more importantly, just wanted to acknowledge you and your donation to Operation Jai Barbecue. Anybody that steps up and donates to the troops, man, it just captures my heart. And I just wanted to tell you that we think you're awesome.
Well, thanks, Bob. You know, I thank God every day we have men and women who make the sacrifice, and many risk it all, not only to serve, but to protect me, mine, and our homeland. And, you know, I wanted to give back in a tangible way. So that's what I'm here for, and I appreciate you letting me do that.
That's big. That's really huge. So thank you so much. Nick Simeone from Fat Daddy's Barbecue. We'll talk to you again, friend.
Thanks, Bob.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay. So I think talking to a man like that makes it time for a little bit of man law. Now you're a man!
Major Steve Prince, this is your order for the day. Standing at attention and actually singing the national anthem at events is the true sign of a real man. GIs may salute even without a cover.
Yeah, I love that change in the law. It's nice to be able to salute when the anthem comes on. I mean, it's just tradition, right? And now you don't have to, feel awkward about it or anything. I think I do it at things all the time, and I look around right before the anthem really kicks on and kind of see when somebody's starting to salute. It's kind of cool. Yep. You can find out who the vets are out in the crowd. Or anyway.
Absolutely.
I guess that's just a brother thing.
Right.
Well, gentlemen, I want to thank you so much for joining us. Major Prince, give us your website again.
Warrior Set Free and Prince Arming, like Prince Charming, but that's without the CH, on Facebook.
All right. Cool. And Front Lines of Freedom, Colonel Gillum, can't thank you enough for taking time to join us in this effort today. Any last words to the troops?
An army fights on its stomach. I wish Bob had been around when I was on active duty.
All right. Thanks for joining us. Have a good weekend.